那就比如等5 years, 5 years.
所以我们又到了圣诞的季节，
Now we know that we are approaching.
我们借这个特别的时刻，再次思想我们人类的诞生，人活在世上的意义。
So right today we are going to find the meaning of our life, why we live here.
谈到家谱的话，有名望的家谱，或者是有钱的富贵人家，这个家谱可能会记得比较完整一点，时间长一点。
For a famous family that inherited a record wealth.
像我们的普通家庭，可能逃不过五代。
But for ordinary people, we are seldom past 5 generation records.
我们家的家庭，我爸就跟我们讲到他的老爷爷。
And my father just told my grandfather.
那么谈到耶稣家谱呢，我们先读这个马太福音。
So in the Gospel of Matthew, you can find a genealogy of Jesus.
我们先读一下经文。
Let's read this great Matthew chapter 1.
我读中文，派遣读英文。我先读：亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，生犹大和他的弟兄。犹大从他玛是生法勒士和谢拉，法勒士生希斯隆，希斯隆生雅各。
Starting from verse 1, it says, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez the father of Hezron, Perez was the father of Aaron.
第四节，亚兰生亚米拉达，亚米拉达生拿顺，拿顺生撒门，撒门从哈拉士生波斯阿，波斯波阿斯，波阿斯从路德士生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫王，大卫从乌利亚的妻子。
So continue to read from verse 4. It says, Ram the father of Aminadab, Aminadab the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King of David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife.
生罗伯安，罗伯安生亚比亚，亚比亚生亚撒，亚撒生约沙法，约沙法生亚兰，亚兰生乌西亚，乌西亚约坦，约坦生亚哈斯，亚哈斯生基亚。
So continue verse 7, it says, Solomon, the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam, the father of Abijah, Abijah, the father of Asa, Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat, the father of Jehoram, Jehoram, the father of Uzziah, Uzziah, the father of Joham, Joham, the father of Ahaz, Ahaz, the father of Isaac.
西西亚生玛纳西，玛纳西生亚兰，亚兰生约西亚。百姓被迁到巴比伦的时候，约西亚生亚哥尼亚和他的弟兄。
The last two verses of the verse 10 say, Issachar, the father of Manasseh, Manasseh, the father of Amon, Amon, the father of Josiah, and Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers, at the time, the exile to Babylon.
接到巴比伦之后，耶和尼亚生撒拉铁，撒拉铁生所罗巴伯，所罗巴伯生亚比亚，亚比生以利亚金，以利亚金生亚索，亚索生乌，亚索生亚金，亚金生以利。
So continue verse 12, it says, after the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shelitah, Shelitah the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiel, Abiel the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Ezra.
以利亚撒，以利亚撒生马岱，马岱生雅各，雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫。那基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
So from 15, it says, Elise, the father Elisa, Elisa, the father of Matthew, Matthew, the father of Jacob, and Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
这样，从亚伯拉罕到大卫，共有4代；从大卫迁至巴比伦的时候，也有14代。 先知巴比伦时候到基督又有支持在。
So 70 said there's such there were 14 generations all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Christ.
下面我们先做一个啊。
Let's pray together.
今天我们感谢您的恩典，让我们能够阅读到您的话语。
Father, we give thanks to you because of your word that we can receive.
求您的话语亲自喂养我们在主里边的生命。
Pray that your word will feed our spiritual life.
愿我们的生命日日渐长，
Our life can grow daily.
与基督越来越亲近。
So we can be like Christ.
能够活出基督的生命，
We can live out the image of Christ.
愿神使用我们每一位成为福音的出口。
As that God will use each of us as you do.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Praising your son, Jesus.
我们在进入家谱之前呢，我们先做一个简单的背景介绍。
I need to share some background before we talk about our genealogy.
因为耶稣基督的诞生代表一个新的时代，就是新约时代的开始。
The birth of Christ represented a new period of time, it's a new testament.
耶稣诞生之前的400年，没有先知任何的话语。
Before Christ was born in 400 years, there was no prophet's word around him.
因为在之前，神借着一代一代的先知向以色列人讲话。
Because God already sent a lot of prophets to talk to those Jews.
这边有一个简单的线条：主前782年，北国以色列灭亡。
So there's a look at the timeline. B 722 years BC, the North Nation was destroyed.
100多年之后，南国犹大也灭亡。
And after a hundred few years, 586 BC, Southern nation also disappeared.
他们被掳到巴比伦。
And they were exiled to Babylon.
70年之后呢，神又让他们回归到耶路撒冷。
After 70 years, God allowed them to go back to Jerusalem.
也就是说，主前516年又重新建立圣殿。
It was 516 BC, and they began to rebuild the temple.
旧约的最后一卷书《马拉基书
The last book of the Old Testament, Malachi,
》，现在主前400到430年中，
was written between 450 to 430 AC.
之后再没有先知的话语。
After the book of Malachi, there's no more prophet, no more books in the Bible.
人生气了，人生气了，
Oh, because God got angry.
就像我们夫妻之间吵架，我跟你讲话。
It's like the quarrel between husband and wife. We don't talk to each other anymore.
冷战1个星期，
They are cool. They don't talk to each other.
我的恩典信主以后冷战1天，信主以后冷战时间变短，可能变成1天。
Okay, but once you believe in Christ, the time shortens and becomes only one day.
最多1天，不能超过1天。
They said, when you call, most you can spend is one day to get upset.
因为圣经讲，这含怒到日落。
Because Bible said, when you get upset, don't get past sunset.
但是你也不要撑到1天，1分钟、2分钟也可以。
So, of course, you don't need to wait till the sunset. You can just forget your anger right away.
人生气了400年，
But God get upset, get angry in 400 years.
不跟以色列人讲话，
God doesn't talk to his people anymore
直到耶稣的诞生，
until the birth of Christ Jesus.
在这400年当中，
In these 400 years,
以色列的日子并不好过。
the Israel doesn't have a good life.
虽然他们回归到原来的耶路撒冷，
Even though they were going back to the Jerusalem, their country,
也建立了小小的圣殿。
and they build their own temple.
这个圣殿不可和所罗门时代辉煌的圣殿相比。
But this temple is not as great as splendid as the one that built by Solomon.
这400年当中，他们受到希腊统治。
Among these 400 years, they were conquered by the Greek.
在耶稣诞生的时候，他们是受到罗马帝国的统治。
During the birth of Christ, they were conquered by the Roman Empire.
这个就是罗马帝国的版图。
And the map show you the Roman Empire at the time.
围绕着地中海，北边、南边、西边。
So you can see the Roman Empire occupied the Mediterranean Sea, the north, the south.
罗马帝国有很重的贵赂，很重的那个税收，
And Roman Empire collect a lot of taxes, heavy taxes.
所以在这样一个背景下，耶稣诞生。
So under this kind of background, Jesus was born.
我们今天会谈到家谱的特点，
Today we are talking about the characters of the genealogy.
也谈到各家谱的意义，
And also we talk about the meaning of genealogy.
跟我们有什么关系？跟我们有什么关系呢？
And some people say, well, are related to myself.
我们不同一个姓，
We don't have the same last name.
像我们家是姓张的。
Just like my last name.
我刚才说了，我们家的家谱最多5代到5代，上面的人就不知道了。
I just mentioned that my genealogy is only up to five generations.
但是在前几年，我老家那个祖坟就是重新迁移的时候。
But a few years when I went back to China, when they cleaned the cemetery, the tombs,
那个坟墓里挖出来一块瓦片，
and they, from the tomb, they found out some writing on the carpets,
一个 clay，
the clay pieces that had written something.
上面写个张骞，张骞
Oh,
那
there's a
个
written the name of Zhang Qin.
就是伏羲玉，西汉时候伏羲玉的张骞，
Oh,
张，
it's a famous person in all this, Zhang Qin.
对，可能我们联系到那个时候，对。无从考察。
Maybe we are related to this famous person, but we cannot prove this person.
但是，如果我们从属灵的角度，我们的家谱可以一直到耶稣亚当。
But in our spiritual seniority, we can trace all the way up to Jesus.
那么，这个马太福音，我们说作者估计也就是税吏马太所写。
Okay, when we study the book of the Gospel of Matthew, we know that the author is Matthew. He is correct.
因为这边谈到这个十二使徒中，其中有一个叫税吏马太。
When you talk about the 12 disciples of Jesus, one of them is Matthew.
我们知道说，罗马帝国的税负很重，
You know that the tax is very heavy during the Roman Empire.
他们收税的时候要雇佣很多的人。
So they hire a lot of tax collectors to collect the money.
那么这个人呢，和罗马政府签一个合同，我今年给你上交多少税？
So this collector will sign contract with the Roman Empire government, say how much tax I will collect for you.
比如说，签订我今天给你上交1000两这个银两，
Assume that I can collect 1,000 denarii.
但是在收的时候，他要远远的多过1000。
But of course, this tax for that we collect more than 1,000, probably more than 1,000 denarii.
所以税率在以色列当中，在犹太人当中是被所有人憎恨。
So that's the reason tax collectors don't have good names and they are hated by the Jews.
所以这边谈到什么？贝利马太，
So in the Bible, it's the Matthew, the tax collector.
一个很直接的证据就是，马太呢，他有一个谦卑的心，他知道他的身份，他不隐瞒他的身份。
But when you read that, you know that Matthew is humble himself. He just want to tell people that he is a tax collector, he's not a good person.
如果说别人写的话，可能就省略掉税率，就直接说马太了。
Okay, but if other people wrote this parcel, they just say the name, they won't tell their job.
那么写作的时间呢，是在主后55到70年。
So the Gospel of Matthew is written about 55 to 70 AD.
因为那个时候呢，第一代的使徒就是那12个使徒，包括后来的保罗。
But at that time, those disciples, 12 of them, and including Apostle Paul,
他们年龄很大，
they are getting old at that time.
他们也知道自己不久将不在人世了。
They know that they are going to die eventually.
所以他们需要把神的话语写下来。
So that's the reason they have to write, they wrote down last word.
就马太福音来讲，
But if you just read the Gospel of Matthew,
它的主要读者就是犹太人。
so the audience for the Gospel of Matthew is Jewish people.
所以这本书呢，主要强调耶稣就是以色列人一直期盼的那个拯救他们的弥赛亚。
The theme of the Gospel of Matthew is that Jesus is Israel's longed for Messiah.
因为以色列人他们不相信新约，他们至今都在批判那个弥赛亚。
Because the Jewish people, they don't believe in the Old Testament, the New Testament. They only believe the Old Testament, still waiting for their Messiah.
所以他在这样的主题之下，他的目的呢？
So there's a purpose of this gospel method.
耶稣是以色列期盼已久的君王。
So you say, Matthew, what you say that Jesus, the long-awaited King of Israel.
他来了，他要带来新的国度。
So when Jesus came, he brought a new kingdom.
所以耶稣开口传道之后讲：“天国近了，你们当悔改。
That's the reason when Jesus preached to the people, he said, "The kingdom is near, that you have to repent."
”也从另外一个角度讲，也就是说，基督带来天父的救赎计划。
In other words, Christ brought the salvation of God to mankind
记录耶稣的所行所言，
through Jesus' work and his life
要激励基督徒
to encourage the Christian
忠心侍奉基督，
to serve Christ,
广传福音。
to preach the gospel.
所以马太福音可以这样分作，因为围绕基督呢，可以分作这样几大部分。
So the gospel of Matthew can break down those outlines in these seven outlines.
第一个讲到王本人，王的位格。
So the first one you talk about Jesus, the person is the king.
然后讲到天国的纲领，王的纲领。
And then the next one you talk about the true nature of righteousness, kingdom.
然后借着各样神迹讲到王的全能，
Through all the miracle of Jesus, they talk about the power of the king.
借着各样的比喻讲述天国到底是怎么回事。
And then through the parables, Jesus talk about the kingdom of the king.
但是以色列人呢，对耶稣讲这些不敢，他们希望来的这个人带领他们脱离罗马的统治。
But the Israel people, the Jews, are not interested in what Jesus is preaching. They just interested, they try to get away from the Roman Emperor.
再加上耶稣说：“我是神的儿子，与神同等。
Even though Jesus said, "I am the Son of God, I'm equal to God."
”对以色列人来讲，这是对对大逆不道的，对对打的对。
So the Jewish people, Israel people say this is the blasphemy to their God.
会以最残忍的施加的方式把它钉在。
That's the reason they crucify Christ on the cross.
所以在遇见这样一种情况下，神要耶稣基督继续训练他的门徒。
That's the reason God want Jesus continue to train his disciple, apostle, to continue the gospel, the truth.
有了他真实形象的显现，就是登山变相。
So during Jesus' ministry, there's a transfiguration on the mountain to show his disciple.
所以，通过他本相的显现，兼顾门徒信心之后，就谈到他的受难、他的受死。
So through this incident, Jesus strengthened his disciples so that he can continue to preach his death, crucifixion, death, and resurrection.
是的，死亡不能拘禁，等耶稣基督又复活。
Because death cannot forbid Jesus because he rise again.
所以，我们今天会谈到耶稣基督的出生，他的家谱。
There's a reason we just read a bunch of Jesus' genealogy, those people.
这里记录了，我们说44、44、44，分342，实际上41个人的名字。
On the list, there's 41 persons.
每一个名字都有讲究。
Each name there has a meaning.
亚伯拉罕的名字叫一大群人的父亲的首领。
The person Abraham means is the father of the people. He's the leader.
中间有个犹大，他名字是赞美耶和华。
And then in between number four, there's a person called Judah, and it means to praise God, Jehovah.
中间还有其他各式各样的。
And then in between, there's a lot of names, and they have different meanings.
第9个名字拿颂。
Number nine, there's a Nassim.
你们看到这边是写的关照行无住或神圣。
We talk about
就上一个，就是，
the sign, the whole, holiness sign and the witches.
因为我查不到这个名字，就是他的， 就是名词的意思。但我查到它这个名词呢，是从动词来的，那它是从动词来的。那么这个动词呢，就是关照新民主的承认。希腊人也好，希伯来人也好，有时就一个字意思是相反的，到底是哪个意思呢？是根据上下文来决定。
Yeah, I look it up and try to find out the meaning of the name. And surprisingly, that is a verb. It's not a noun. Sometimes in the Hebrews, you have to look at what they talk about in the beginning and at the end, and you can find the true meaning of the word.
所以这边拿出呢，应该去神圣，类似这样的意思。
So this the name should mean holiness.
所以从亚伯拉罕到大卫，世世代，大卫是受钟爱的，就是被神所爱的。
So if you look at this list, it's 14 generations. David is the last generation of 14, and means he was the beloved.
这是第一个时代。
So this is the second 14th generation.
第二个次世代里面有很大的特点，
This second 14th generation is different from the first 14th generation.
从所罗门开始，
It begins start with Solomon, King Solomon.
所罗门意思就是平安的意思，
Solomon means peace.
因为他这个名字和平安 Shalom 发音很相近，
Yeah, because the Jewish people like to say Salom. Salom means peace.
就从那边演变过来的。
So this is the word Solomon. Salom.
那很多的名字呢，都取耶和华是什么？耶和华是什么？
And then if you read the names, many names, they start with Jehovah, God's name. God is.
最后一个是耶和尼亚，也叫约雅斤。
And the last person, his name means God. Build.
他
God
的
will
名字
build.
是耶和华建立。
So his name is God build the kingdom. Build.
结果在他手上呢，他是被巴比伦掳到那个巴比尼布加尼撒，掳到巴比伦。
Unfortunately, this Jewish king was captured and were exiled to Babylon.
对人的愿望是好的，但是不听神的话，愿望也达不成。
Yeah, even though his name is good, but It doesn't happen that way.
第三个十四代
And then the third group of 14th generation.
也是不同的名字。
And then also a bunch of different names.
最后一个耶稣，
The last person is Jesus.
耶稣名字就是耶和华要拯救。
And Jesus means God will save.
为什么取用十四代这样一个记录呢？
Why the Bible use four three 14th generation?
这个是和 David 这个名字有关系。
Because 14 Genesis is related to the word David, the name David.
希伯来文的文字通常是有三个字母组成。
If you look at the Hebrew word, there's three parts, like characters.
像 David 就是达累，哇，达累的三个字母组成。
So if you look at this Hebrew word, David is these three characters.
每一个字母呢，又和一个数字相对应。
And each character has a number behind them.
哦，它是从右边讲，
You
基
read
本
from
它
the
类的
right to left.
是四，
So the first character is a four.
第二个哇是六，
Second character is six.
第六个字母又是一个第四个
The
字母
sixth
带来的，
character.
所以4+6+4等于十四代。
So if you add up four plus six plus four, it equal to 14.
而真正的代数并这中间省略了，有些是省略的。啊，我们就说，比如说这边讲到说，约西亚生雅各尼亚，好像是约西亚直接生了雅各尼亚，实际上是雅各尼亚约雅敬是约西亚的孙子，grandson。
So if you read these names, actually the names are they are related. One is a grandfather, the other is a grandson. They are related.
还有在其他地方跳的更多，跳了3代，
Sometimes they will skip the generation.
只是他一种写作的一种方式，就是为了对应 David 的字，代表是这样一个意思。
This is how Matthew wrote the genealogy because he's trying to match the word David to make it. Six, fourteen, fourteen.
最深的含义我们就不知道了。
Of course, there's a deeper meaning.
因为万事都有神的美意。
Because God has planned this generation.
另外，我们看到在家谱里边，通常家谱呢都是只列男的，不列女的。
Usually in the Jewish culture in genealogy, they only list male names. There's no females name.
所以我们经常有时候看电视，就是说，他家是三代单传，知道吧？单传就是说，每一代都是就一个男孩。
So when you watch some drama, you can see that they only talk about boys, they don't talk about.
因为他们没有把女儿算在，
They don't count girls as part of it.
这辈子不给的。
It's not right either.
因为女生有时候对社会的误解比男生大。
But you know that sometimes a woman, a female, has more contribution to men in the society.
所以在这个家谱里面记录了五位卑微的女性。
But in the Gospel, Matthew, in the Jesus' genealogy, there are five women recorded.
阿玛。
First one is Tamar.
半等妓女，
She was a prostitute and
妈妈的这个意思就是棕榈树的意思，
her name is a palm tree. It
因为她有很好的身材。
means that she has a good body.
那个拉赫是宽阔的意思，
Rahab is wide.
看到那个88的时候，没有用88这个名字，乌利亚的妻子。
But for Bathsheba, we don't use her name. Instead, we're using the wife of Uriah.
一个外邦人的男人的名字写在耶稣基督的家谱当中。
So he's a Gentile, he's not a Jew, but it's in Jesus' genealogy.
我们之前像刘明辉牧师、像张德金牧师都讲过，乌利亚非常忠诚的一个外邦人的战士。
Uriah is a, he's not a Jew, but he's a faithful A warrior to the Jews, for the Jews.
我们是谈到路德，我们大家都知道。
And the other woman is Ruth.
玛利亚的女，
And also the last one is Mary.
所以为什么拉赫她叫宽阔的呢？
Why Rahab say she is wide?
因为那个哥利亚那个城的城墙很宽，
Because in the Bible, in the story, in the Bible, the wall of Jericho is really wide, big.
她就住在城墙。
And she lived on top of the wall.
两个探子去探那个耶利哥的情况的时候，
When the two spies sent to spy the country,
为什么要到这个妓女那地方去打听消息呢？
why the spy went to this prostitute home to find out the news?
因为那个妓女什么人都接触，
Because prostitutes meet all kinds of people.
当官的、税收的、平民百姓、三教九流，什么人都接触。
Kind of woman, they meet the official, rich people, poor people, ordinary people.
什么消息都知道，
So she know all kinds of news,
公开的、不公开的，
even open or hidden news,
甚至很隐私的，
or maybe some secret news.
对他们去那儿，从拉赫那儿打探耶利哥的消息。
So that's the reason these two spies went to this prostitute and tried to find out the news of this miracle.
但是我们知道，拉赫呢，就是两个探。
You know that this person will say this to spy.
OK，家谱的另外一个特点，
We talk about another characters of the genealogy.
从亚伯拉罕到大卫，
From Abraham to David.
大卫建立了以色列历史上最辉煌的国度。
David built the greatest country during that time.
到耶哥尼亚的时候。
During Judea, the
国家灭亡。
And the nation was destroyed.
耶稣基督再来，
And then after that, when Jesus come again
建立一个新的国度，
and build a new nation,
这个
new
国
kingdom.
度永远不再亡。
And this new kingdom will never abolish.
今天依然在建立当中，
Because this new kingdom still exists today.
就是今天我们的大使命要广传福音。
This is our great mission that we have to hear the gospel.
那么我们简单看一下它的意义。
Now we look at the meaning of the genealogy.
对当时的以色列人来讲，
The Jews is a repeat at that time.
他们知道他们的祖先是亚伯拉罕，他们的祖先，
They know that their ancestor is Abraham.
神跟亚伯拉罕讲话，
Who talked to Abraham?
神跟亚伯拉有很多的应许，
Abraham gave him a lot of promise.
就是亚伯拉罕之约。
This is the covenant that God with Abraham.
在亚伯拉罕献以撒之后，神跟他讲说，并且地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
After Abraham tried to offer his son to God, and God told Abraham that your offering will be all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
你的后裔，这个是单数。
It's talk about your descendants, singular word.
我们知道亚伯拉罕的那个后裔，你要算下来多的
You read the Bible, there's a lot of descendants from Abraham.
到雅各就变成沙发。
Is you have 12 sons.
所以跟亚伯拉罕说，这个是你的后裔单数。
God said, your descendant, singular word.
同样，跟以撒讲的时候，
At the same time, when you talk about Isaac,
说我要加增你的后裔，这个后裔是复数，像天上的星那样多，又将这地赐给你的后裔，并且地上的万物必因你的后裔得福。
So when God talked to Isaac, he said, I will make your descendants as plural, as numerous as the star in the sky, and will give them all this land. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed.
这是后一次复数，后边的后裔必因你的后裔得福，这个又变成单数。
So in the beginning, it's singular, but then it becomes plural, and then it becomes singular.
看神跟另外一个先祖就亚伯拉罕、以撒三个，
And then next one, we talk about Jacob.
又谈到你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多。必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。你的后裔又是单数。
Okay, then when God talked to Jacob, he said, Your descendants, plural, will be like the dust on the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north, to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. It's a singular again.
所以这边亚伯拉罕把雅各。你的后裔那个单数就是指向耶稣基督。
So when God talked to Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, and Jacob, when he's talking about your offspring, it's a singular, means referring to Jesus.
所以这是主前2000多年的话，在2000年之后实现。
This conversation was 2,000 years ago, before Jesus was born.
2000年的预言应许。到今天实现了。
So after 2,000 years, the prophecy fulfilled and Jesus was born.
我们说，除过神跟亚伯拉罕讲亚伯拉罕之约之外呢，还有一个大卫之约。
Besides the covenant with Abraham, there's another covenant with David.
不过这些约呢，都是神跟以色列人讲，跟他们的应许，将来要实现的东西。
All this covenant is the promise that God gave it to the Israel, the Jewish people.
大卫建立了国度，
After David built his kingdom,
把所有周边的敌人全部给制服了，
and he conquered all the enemies surrounding him.
自己建立了他的宫殿。
And then he built his own palace.
有一天想起来说：“这约柜依然在外边，我岂能安心的住在宫殿当中呢？”
One day, David think about, oh, how come I live in the palace and the ark still in the outside, in the wilderness?
他要给神建圣殿，
So he wants to build a temple for God.
神说：“你不能建圣殿，你手上沾满了鲜血。
And then God told David, said, you cannot build a temple for me because you have blood on your hand.
”因为他杀了刚才提到那个外邦人乌利亚，
Because he killed his general. Uriah.
完了，神又跟他说了这样的话
And then God talked to David like this.
：“你受苦满足，与你列祖同辈的时候，我必使你的后裔。”你接续你的位，我也必接定他的国。他为我的名建造殿宇，我必接定他的国位，直到。
So God up to there, say, when your days are over and you rest with your ancestor, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
我们知道大卫之后，国王是一代接着一代。
You know that after King David died, his kingship was continued generation after generation.
北国也好，南国也好，大概二十个国王。
There's about 20 kings on the north nation and southern nation.
但这边呢，就是单数。
But you look at the verse, it's offspring, it's a single one person.
所以这边这个单数呢？既指所罗门，也指耶稣基督。
And this singular offspring is King Solomon and also Jesus.
说到所罗门说，说所罗门要建造殿宇，
And talking about King Solomon, he built the temple.
所以说我必坚定他的国位，直到永远。这个是指向基督。
He is the one who built a house for my name that's referring to Christ, Jesus.
所以今天基督要来。
So today we know that Jesus Christ will come again.
大卫之约得到部分的实现。
And then the covenant of David is fulfilling portion of it now.
因为神的国度依然应验在应，仍然在建立当中。
Because God's kingdom is building right now.
这就是我们现在新约时代。
Now, this is the beginning of a New Testament.
因为耶稣来了，是一个划时代的事情。
Because when Jesus came, it's over across the time.
过去是旧约，
In the past, it's the Old Testament.
以色列人靠着献祭来存活。
And the Jewish people depends on the offering to God.
那时只是动物，
They have to kill the animal offered to God.
流的是动物的血。
And they have to use the blood of the animal.
今天基督来，
But today, Jesus came, the Christ came.
他知道他要最后走向。
We know that he died on the cross and bled.
他要流血，
He shed blood.
所以耶稣在最后的晚餐，这是用我的血所立的新约。
So this is the reason in the Last Supper, Jesus said, This is my blood that I shed for you.
你们如此行，为是纪念他，直到等他再
You
来。
do this because you want to remember me.
所以在马太福音一开始确定了，耶稣基督他是从王的家世，按照神的应许而要诞生的。
So from the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, you know that Jesus is from the king all the way back.
他是以色列王位真正的、最后的、永远的继承。
And he is the last king to forever king.
他带来了恩典，
He brought us grace,
十字架的救恩，
and He brought the salvation on the cross.
他带来了真理，
He brought us truth,
什么是永恒的、
and tell us what is forever,
真实的，
what is really truth.
就是耶稣自己。
And Christ Himself is the truth.
所以耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。
As Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life.
”所以我们非常感恩，我们生在新的时代。
So we should give thanks because we live in the New Testament.
对神的救赎计划有一个全面的了解。
And we can understand the full pictures of the salvation.
所以我们感谢神在老早老早以前。赐下他的救恩和应许，
So we should give thanks to God that He gave us the promise to us.
在他的时间里面，耶稣基督诞生，
In the time that Jesus was born.
所以神是一个信实的神。
So, just like the song we say, God is faithful.
2000年前讲的话，2000年之后实现了。
Even though he said 2,000 years ago, but happened 2,000 later.
所以这就是我们所跟随的、所信的神。
This is the God that we trust.
对于这样一位神，我们只能有一个顺服心。
Because of This kind of because of God that we have to trust in Him.
就像那五位卑微的女性一样，
Just like in the scenario, there's a five humble women mentioned.
不管你的身份地位。
No matter what kind of status they have,
不管你出生多么贫寒，
whatever they were came from, what background they were,
不管世人认为你多么无语，
even the whole world not looking up to you,
多么无能，
even though you don't have the power.
我们只要愿意被神所使用，
But if you are really used by God,
神就会借着你成就他的事工。
then God can use you to accomplish his task.
你想想，五位卑微的女性哪样能放上台面来讲呢？
If you talk about these five women, none of them is worthy to talk about.
不是寡妇就是妓女。
Either they are prostitute or either they are widow.
或者是婚前怀孕，婚前怀孕，就是pregnant before marriage。
Some of the women are pregnant before they get married.
那你想，在那个古老的时代，一个女性还没有结婚就怀孕了，
Because in the old days, if a girl pregnant before she get married,
真是说的有，做梦都能把她噎死。
this is very disgraceful. Disgraceful, yeah.
所以说，人就是使用这样的人，
But God use this kind of woman.
看起来被世人所怨弃。
Look like these women are rejected by people.
被世人所抛弃、拒绝的人，
So this the world don't accept or reject these kind of women.
所以我们心中不管有多么的不平静，
Even though we don't feel good,
多么的痛苦，
even though we have pain,
多么的忧愁，
we have sadness, sorrow.
我们顺服下来，被神所使用的，
But when you submit yourself and use by God,
神就会成就我们想都想不到的事情。
then God will do great things that you can never expect.
我想也想到我会做牧师，
I can never think about I become a pastor.
我也想也想到，因为教会的事情，我礼拜了4年之后还不做牧师。
I can never think about that after 4 years.
不好意思，你发现 depression
If,
搞得我
oh,
很
because
沮
I have depression before, but after 4 years, I'm still a pastor.
丧。就是说，你稍微有一点心愿意顺服的时候，人就使劲拉着你。
So if you have a heart of willingness, God will use you and God can do great things.
真实的体会就是说，被神使用，真好。
My thinking is, if you're used by God, you feel good.
就像你们广东人吃那个 dim sum 一样，也很好。
Just like the Cantonese people order dim sum, very good.
所以我们感谢神赐下他的话语，
So we give thank God that he gave his word to us.
成为我们的保守，成为我们的引导。
So his word become our protection and guidance.
也成为我们的祝福。
And become a blessing too.
好，我们做一个结束祷告。
Let's pray for this one.
天父，我们再次感谢您的恩典与慈爱。
Father, we give thanks for your grace and love.
你拯救我们，借着耶稣基督的宝血，洗净我们的罪。
You save us through Jesus' blood and save us from the sin.
Through 我们借着圣灵的引导和保守带领。
Through the Holy Spirit, the protection and guidance,
能够跟随你，
so that we can follow you.
求继续带领我们，
We ask that you will continue to guide us.
使我们每一个人都将自己献上被神所使用的这样一个心智。
So that we can have the heart that to be used by you.
求主也在这个特别的季节，将你的平安和喜乐赐给我们在座的每一位，不管是线上线下。
Especially during this time of Christmas, he asks that you have your blessing and your joy to give all of us, even though some are.
荣耀归给天上父。
May glory to give our Heavenly Father.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in your Son, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.